of you came with a burden, and I feel like the Lord's saying, you're supposed to give me those burdens.
Yo siento que muchos llegaron con cargas, y yo siento que el Señor te está diciendo, dame tu cargas.
You see, some of y'all came in with worry. Some of you came in with worry.
Algunos llegaron con preocupaciones.
And the Lord is telling you, don't worry.
Y el Señor te está diciendo, no te preocupes.
I am your shepherd.
Yo soy tu pastor.
And you lack nothing.
Y a ti no te va a faltar nada.
Who convinced you otherwise?
¿Quién te convenció de otra manera?
Look at your neighbor and say, is somebody else convincing you?
Dile a tu prójimo, ¿estará otra persona tratando de convencerte de otra cosa?
Is somebody trying to convince you?
¿Estará alguien tratando de convencerte?
Who you are?
¿De quién tú eres?
Is somebody trying to convince you of your identity?
¿Estará alguien tratando de convencerte de tu identidad?
Or are you... Everybody say with me. Everybody say with me.
Digan conmigo.
I am...
Yo soy...
Who God says I am.
Quien dijo Dios yo soy.
Now, repeat after me. And I can do...
Y si puedo hacer
everything the word says I can do.
Todo lo que la palabra dice que yo puedo hacer.
Anything else comes from the evil one.
Todo lo demás viene del enemigo, del maligno.
If you were listening to last week's message,
si estaban escuchando del mensaje la semana pasada,
even Martha,
aún Marta,
tried to convince Jesus,
trató de convencer a Jesús,
that Lazarus was already dead,
que Lázaro ya estaba muerto,
and he wouldn't have died if you wouldn't have been here.
Y ella pegó a argumentar con el maestro diciendo, él no hubiera muerto si tú no estuvieras aquí.
But you know what
si
Jesus,
estuviera aquí.
Jesus says, I am.
Y Jesús le dijo, yo soy.
The resurrection and the life.
La resurrección y la vida.
You see, he didn't say I was.
Ajá, él no dijo yo era.
You see, for some,
para algunos,
God, Jesus is who was.
Para algunos, Jesús es quien era. Man, this is going good already.
He's not I am. He is.
Él es.
It's not that he was, and not
no es
now.
Que era, es él.
For
es
some,
es.
He
para
is
algunos,
past tense.
Para algunos, Jesús es antepasado.
Jesus didn't say, I was.
Jesús no dijo, yo era.
He's, I am.
Él dijo, yo soy.
Now, who are you?
Ahora, ¿quién eres tú?
Were you who was, who you were?
¿Tú eres hoy lo que tú eras antes?
Or are you in him now?
O tú estás en él hoy. Ahora.
He's not I was, he's I am.
Ajá. Jesús no es yo era.
You see,
él es yo soy.
How many know that there's so many benefits in the kingdom for you?
¿Cuántos aquí conocen que hay muchos beneficios en el reino para ti?
Come on, if you guys know that you got benefits, I want you to go like this, like
my
start,
God, si
start
tú sabes que tú
reach
tienes,
up
tú
and grab them.
Sitio, comienza a extender tu mano y agarrarlas, tomarlas.
You see, the Bible says,
la Biblia no dice,
and see, I can't even go into worship because I feel like there's a river flowing inside of me today.
Ajá. No podemos entrar en los cánticos porque ya siento que hay un corriente de agua viva corriendo dentro de mí. Fluyendo.
You know, when we praise, it's because we're thanking him for what he's done.
Cuando adoramos, le estamos dando gracias de lo que Dios ya ha hecho.
And we're going to learn how to give him thanks for what he's going to do.
Y vamos a aprender de darle gracias de lo que él va a hacer.
That's maturity.
Eso es madurez.
How many has God been for you in the past?
¿Cuántos aquí Dios ha sido bueno para ti en el pasado?
Right? And And you give him thanks because you acknowledge what he's delivered you from.
Y tú le das gracias porque tú sabes de lo que Dios te ha liberado ya.
But it takes a mindset to thank him for something that you're going through,
pero
and you have faith that he's going to supply your need.
Pero se toma un tipo de mentalidad de darle gracias a través de lo que tú estás pasando, sabiendo y conociendo lo que él ya tiene para ti.
Well, Pastor, I can't see that.
Oh, pastor, pero yo no lo puedo ver.
Okay, this is where maturity comes
esto
in.
Donde entra la madurez.
See, because we walk by faith and not by sight.
Porque nosotros caminamos por fe y no por vista.
See, when you have faith, you thank God for what's coming.
Cuando uno tiene fe, uno le da la gracia a Dios por lo de venir.
Well, what's coming, Pastor?
¿Por qué será que viene, Pastor?
Well, what's coming is what he has already declared in his word.
Ajá, lo que viene es lo que ya él había declarado en su palabra.
Look at your neighbor and say, get yourself a seed.
Ajá, dile a tu prójimo, búscate una semilla. Come on.
You don't know God's will?
Tú no conoces la voluntad de Dios.
Find you a seed.
Búscate una semilla.
Come on, find you a seed.
Búscate una semilla.
I need for you to fight.
Yo necesito que tú batalles.
I don't need for you to be a passive Christian.
Ajá, no quiero que sigues siendo un cristiano pasivo.
You're too important for that.
Tú eres muy importante para eso.
You got inside of you, if you got Christ, you got everything that you need.
Si tú tienes a Cristo dentro de ti, tú ya tienes todo lo que tú necesitas.
And whether you're here or you're not here, this church is praying because you were meant to fly, Eagle.
Ajá. Y aunque tú estés aquí presente o no estás presente, esta iglesia está orando por ti porque tu deber está volando como un águila.
Your calling is not to be bound, but to be free.
Tu llamado no es tu seguir atado, pero vivir libre.
Sometimes the church is begging God for something that you should just be declaring.
Alguna vez la iglesia le está rogando a Dios deber de estar declarando.
Faith doesn't ask and hope that the wall is going to fall.
Ajá, la fe no pide y entonces está con la esperanza que la pared se va a caer.
Faith shouts at the wall and causes it to fall.
La fe le grita a la pared y causa que la pared se caiga.
Psalms 37, verse 4.
Salmo 37, verso 4.
Today, I'm going to give you a three-step process to victory.
Hoy le voy a enseñar y darle un proceso de tres partes para la victoria.
Because the church, there's a good percentage of the church that don't know how to fight.
Porque hay un buen porcentaje de la iglesia que no saben cómo pelear o batallar.
Right? They know that there's a God and that he supplies, but they don't know.
Y saben que él suple.
The process on walking in victory.
Pero no saben el proceso de caminar en su victoria.
I know because I walked through there, man.
Y yo sí sé esto porque lo ha pasado.
And God's, the Bible says that he doesn't withhold any good thing.
Y la Biblia no dice que él no retiene nada bueno, nada cosa buena para nosotros.
So then, Pastor, why is it that we're not getting it?
Entonces, Pastor, ¿por qué será que no estoy entendiendo?
Why am I not receiving?
¿Por qué será que no estoy recibiendo?
You know, It's like a game of checkers.
Es como el juego de checkers.
God's not going to move until you move first.
Dios no va a moverse hasta que tú haga la primera movida.
See, the Bible says, draw close to me and then I will draw close to you.
La Biblia no dice claramente, venid a mí, entonces yo me acercaré a ti.
Right? You move a checkers piece, then he moves.
Tú mueves una pieza y él mueve la otra.
You know, even Jesus is like, yeah, I'm working, but my father's working and then I'm working.
Ajá. Aún Jesús también declaró, sí, yo estoy trabajando, pero es porque él está trabajando, entonces yo trabajo.
The problem with the church is that they want God to move, but they don't want to move.
El problema con la iglesia es que quiere que Dios haga todo. That's out of order.
I need for you to fight.
Necesito que tú batalles.
It's not by chance that you were born in this time.
No es por coincidencia que fueron nacidos para esta temporada.
God specifically put you here because he knows he's giving you everything to succeed.
Dios te ha propuesto para que tú vivas en este momento porque él ya te ha dado todo lo que tú necesitas para tener éxito.
But if we believe in him,
pero si creemos en él,
then we have to set our minds on things above.
Entonces tenemos que poner nuestra mente en las cosas que están en el cielo.
Not on things below.
No en las cosas terrenales.
You can't bring culture into kingdom.
Tú no puedes traer la cultura en el reino.
This world's culture,
en la cultura de este mundo,
does not apply in kingdom.
No aplica en el reino de Dios.
And that's why people are not receiving kingdom results because they're trying to bring in culture.
Y es por eso que el pueblo de Dios no están experimentando los resultados del reino porque siempre están tratando de traer la cultura.
How many are with me so far?
¿Cuántos están con nosotros?
You see, you were called to freedom.
Darte cuenta que fueron llamados para la libertad.
Hallelujah. There's so many blessings for you.
Hay muchas bendiciones para ti.
Look at what it says. Delight yourself in the Lord and he shall give you the desires of your heart.
Pon tu delicia en el Señor y él te dará las peticiones de tu corazón.
Right? Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart.
Pon tus delicias en el Señor, y él te dará las peticiones de tu corazón.
You see, if you delight yourself in the Lord,
si tú pon tu delicia en el Señor,
you see, you're playing checkers, right?
Tú estás jugando el juego de checkers.
Right? First, we move first, right?
Nosotros nos movemos primero.
We delight ourselves in the Lord.
Nosotros ponemos nuestra delicia en el Señor primero.
Then it's his turn.
Entonces es debido a él.
Then he shall give you.
Entonces
see that?
Él te dará.
This is how this works.
Esto como esto obra.
We move.
Nosotros nos movemos.
And then he moves.
Y entonces él se mueve.
The problem is.
El problema es.
We ask God to move, but we don't move.
Nosotros le pedimos a Dios, muévete Dios, pero nosotros no movemos.
You see, God, I need for you to move in this area.
Señor, yo necesito que tú te muevas en esta área.
And the Lord's like, I'm trying to tell you what to do, but you're not doing it.
Y el Señor te está diciendo, yo estoy tratando de decirte lo que tú tienes que hacer y tú no estás escuchando o haciendo.
You are not moving according
tú
to
no
what I want you to move.
Tú no estás moviéndote según lo que yo te quiero que te muevas.
And since I am a just God,
y como yo soy un Dios justo,
and I look to and fro upon the earth to accomplish what I said,
y siempre estoy buscando allá y acá sobre la tierra para cumplir lo que yo dije,
and my word will not return to me empty,
y la palabra no va a regresar vacía,
I'm looking for a believer to believe and walk.
Y yo estoy buscando un creyente que crea.
You see, I have never seen the righteous forsaken.
Yo nunca he visto un justo desamparado.
We move.
Nosotros nos movemos.
He moves.
Y entonces él se mueve.
It's not that he might move.
Ajá, no es que él quizá se
no,
va a mover.
No, no, no. It says he shall.
Dice él. dará.
You see, when you move,
dice, cuando nosotros nos movemos,
it's a command for him to move.
Es un mandato para que entonces él se mueva.
You see, he's look at God is bound to his word. He got to do it.
Date cuenta que Dios está sometido a su palabra.
He can't lie.
Él no puede mentir.
He's got to move.
Él tiene que moverse.
So if you do your part,
entonces si tú haces tu parte,
and I do my part,
y nosotros hacemos nuestra parte,
he's going to do his part.
Él va a hacer su parte. Come on. Don't stay stuck.
It says delight yourself.
Pon tu delicias
in the Lord.
En el Señor.
In other words,
man, en otra palabra,
it has to be not a burden.
Ah, no puede ser una carga.
My God. His law is not burdensome. Isn't that what the word of the Lord says? It's not burdensome.
Ajá, dice la palabra que la ley de Dios no es una carga.
Pero pastor, que cada vez que voy a leer me duermo.
Oh, but pastor, every time I'm going to read the Bible, I fall asleep.
Pastor, que tengo tanta cosa que tengo que hacer por el día y
but
no
pastor,
tengo tiempo.
I have so much to do during the day. I don't have time.
Entonces,
but then,
tiene que haber un cambio de mente.
But then there has to be a change of your mind.
La Biblia dice,
the Bible says,
buscar primeramente.
My God, seek first.
Primeramente.
Seek first.
You guys, el reino de Dios.
The kingdom of God.
Y su justicia.
And his righteousness.
Y todas las otras cosas.
And then everything else.
Vienen por añadidura.
Will be added.
El problema es que cuando nosotros estamos buscando por las cosas que vienen después.
The problem is that we're always looking for the added things.
Dios suple.
God, supply. God, give me.
Pero no estamos buscando primeramente.
But we're not seeking first. Oh my God.
We move, he moves.
Nosotros nos movemos, él se mueve. God, he's bringing it all together, y'all. Come on, life group. He's bringing it all together.
Come on. Woo. Come on, come on. Nosotros nos movemos, él se mueve.
We move, he moves.
Si tú te mueves de acuerdo a su palabra, su palabra se va a mover a tu favor.
His word is going to move according to for your favor. That's it.
This is not rocket science.
Esto no es una ciencia.
No. It's not rocket science. All the enemy wants to do is to distract you with all kinds of stuff.
Ajá, lo único que el enemigo, el maligno, quiere hacer es distraerte con todo lo que te rodea.
And then after everything that we see and we feel.
Y después de todo lo que nosotros vemos y sentimos.
Then we give the Lord 2 minutes and cast out our cares.
Ajá, entonces le entregamos a Dios 2 minutos echándole toda nuestra carga.
Make no mistake, the Bible says cast your cares on him for he cares for you.
Ajá, sí sabemos que la palabra dice echa tu carga sobre mí porque yo cuido de ti. We know that.
Yeah.
But 2 minutes, y'all?
But then it says, but delight yourself in him. In other words, you shouldn't be giving them 2 minutes.
Ajá, dice la palabra, pon tu delicia en él. Entonces debemos que darle más de 2 minutos.
Look at your name, you gotta move.
Dile a tu prójimo, tú te tienes que mover.
Don't stay stuck.
No te quedes estancada.
You were not called to stay stuck.
Tú no fuiste llamado o llamada para quedarte estancada.
You see, you were called.
Tú fuiste llamado
to have rivers of living water
para
flowing,
tener
flowing
ríos
within
corrientes
you.
Dentro de ti, fluyendo constante.
Something has to be established.
Algo tiene que ser establecido.
Delight yourself also in the Lord.
Pon tu delicia en el Señor.
and he shall.
Y él te dará.
What? The desires of your heart.
Las peticiones de tu corazón.
Come on.
Huh?
Go to this is a prophetic word.
Uh-huh.
Right? Go to John chapter 15, starting from verse 7.
Come on. My God in heaven.
Say with me, I move and then he moves.
Di conmigo, yo me muevo y entonces él se va a mover.
You see, the problem with the church is that we don't move, but we expect him to move.
Ajá, el problema con la iglesia es que nosotros no nos movemos, pero sí esperamos que él se mueva.
Right?
We're sleeping.
You ask and don't receive because you ask with wrong motives.
Ajá, piden y no reciben porque están pidiendo con los motivos erróneos.
Right? Let me say it again. You ask and don't receive because you ask with wrong motives.
Tú pide y no recibe porque estás pidiendo con los motivos erróneos.
In other words,
en otra palabra,
God says you move the right way and then I move.
Ajá, entonces el Señor te dice, tú te mueves correctamente, entonces yo me voy a mover en tu favor.
You see, if you move wrong, then you lose.
Ajá, si te mueves mal, tú vas a perder. That's it.
You move wrong, you lose.
Tú te mueves mal, tú pierdes.
But if you move right,
pero si te mueves correctamente,
you can't lose.
Tú no vas a perder. Hallelujah.
Because you always win.
Porque siempre va a ganar.
Imagine playing checkers and you already know the path of your enemy and how. Right? Come on.
Uno jugando el juego de checkers y tú ya conoces la movida de tu enemigo.
Come on. Again, this is the Lord speaking. This is the Lord. Uh-huh. You know, you ever played a game where, you know, you're playing somebody and you're on another level and you're like, ah, oh, no, este tipo está, este es fácil.
Tú has jugado un juego y tú ya estás en un nivel ya pasado y tú ya sabes, no, y tú dices, no, este ya no sabe lo que va a hacer.
Right? And then you're like, you know, man, at least make it a little interesting, bro.
Uh-huh. Y tú como dices, no, algo un poquito más interesante, bendito.
You know, walking in the kingdom is having that confidence against the enemy. The enemy is already defeated.
Ajá, y my God, viviendo y caminando en el reino es teniendo esa confianza porque el enemigo ya está derrotado.
It's a game of checkers that you're always going to win.
Es un juego de checkers que tú siempre vas a ganar.
He's already a defeated foe.
Él ya está derrotado.
Right? You move according to how he wants you to move and then he moves.
Tú te mueves según como Dios te quiere que tú te muevas y Él se va a mover. My God, Jesus, my God, my God.
Where am I at? John?
John 15, 7.
Look at this. If you abide in me,
si permanecéis en mí,
sounds like he wants you to move.
Ajá, eso se oye que Él quiere que tú te muevas.
See, a lot of people, they skip the first part and then they want to ask.
Uh-huh. Hay mucha gente que pasan la primera parte y comienzan a pedir.
You see, this is a major kingdom concept.
Esto es un concepto de reino mayor.
How many are children of the king?
¿Cuántos aquí son hijos del rey?
Right? How many belong to the kingdom?
Ah, ¿cuántos pertenecen al reino?
Then there are laws that you need to understand to
entonces,
be able to
leyes?
Walk in the kingdom.
Entonces hay leyes que tú tienes que entender para que tú camines a según el reino.
You see, there is a law of gravity. If I remember this, remember
gravedad,
this church?
¿Se recuerdan esto, iglesia?
If I let go of this, what's going to happen?
Si yo suelto esto, ¿qué va a suceder?
It's going to fall.
Se va a caer.
If I move,
si yo lo muevo,
Jesus moves.
Jesús se mueve.
Prayers goes up.
Las oraciones van para arriba.
Blessings come down.
Y las bendiciones que bajan.
Right? I ask.
Yo pido.
We receive.
Yo recibo. Adiós.
Come on, church, right? We seek.
Yo busco.
We find.
Yo hallo.
Come on. These are laws.
Estas son leyes.
These are laws.
Estas son leyes.
So look at this law.
Entonces vamos a fijarnos en nuestra ley.
If I abide in him.
Si yo permanezco en él.
So this is my part. This is how I move.
Esta es mi parte, así como yo me muevo.
You see that word abide?
Esa palabra permanecer.
It means to remain.
Es retenerme.
It also means to wait.
Es también esperar.
That's one word that a lot of people don't like.
Ajá, es una palabra que hay mucho que no le gustan.
Yeah, the flesh don't like waiting.
Ajá, la carne no le gusta a esperar.
Pero Dios, no quiero esperar, yo lo quiero ahora.
God, I don't want to wait any longer. I want them right now.
Say with me, abide.
Permanecer.
That's your turn to move.
Ajá, ese es tu tiempo de moverte.
How many see that?
¿Cuántos ven eso?
It's not difficult.
No es difícil.
See the enemy, he gets to the point where he defeats many people because we get caught up in unabiding.
Ajá. El enemigo triunfa de destruir a muchos creyentes porque nosotros nos estresamos tanto en esperar.
You see, I need for you to understand this, please, man.
Tenemos que ustedes entiendan esto.
I want you to walk in the victory that's already yours.
Nosotros queremos que tú camines en la victoria que ya es tuya.
I want you to walk in the healing that's already yours.
Queremos que tú camines en la sanidad que ya es tuya.
I want you to walk in the inheritance that is already yours.
Queremos que tú camines en la herencia que ya es tuya.
I want you to walk in the power that's already yours.
Ya queremos que tú camines en el poder que ya es tuyo.
Oh, but he can do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask and think.
Más allá de lo que esperamos.
But people forget the other part.
Pero las personas fallan de recordar la segunda parte de ese verso.
What's the other part?
¿Qué es la otra parte, pastor?
He can do exceeding abundantly above all we ask and think, but it's according to the power that's working.
Y la segunda parte es según el poder que está obrando.
You see? How do we get this power working?
¿Cómo nosotros podemos activar este poder dentro?
First you delight yourself in him.
Primero tú te deleitas
right?
en él.
And he will give you the desires of the heart.
Y él te va a dar los deseos de tu corazón.
And now you are abiding in him.
Y ahora tú estás permaneciendo en él.
That's how you move your checker piece
Así
first.
Así como tú te mueves tus piezas primero.
You see, when you move,
cuando tú te muevas,
then he moves.
Entonces él se mueva.
There is no other choice.
No hay otro chance.
It's a law.
Es una ley.
You know, your blessing. Look at. Your blessing.
Tu bendición.
Your breakthrough.
Tu rompimiento.
Is waiting for you to move.
Ah, está esperando que tú te muevas.
But pastor, I haven't received this. Yeah, because you didn't move.
Ajá, pastor, yo no he recibido esto. Sí, porque tú no te has movido.
You're making all the wrong moves instead of moving the way he wants you to move.
Ajá, tú estás haciendo todas las medidas erróneas, moviéndote en otro lugar de donde tú no te ves estar.
You see, abide in me.
Permanecéis en mí.
And my words.
Y mis palabras.
Abide in you.
Permanecen en vosotros.
See, the word, his words need to abide in you.
Darte cuenta que sus palabras tienen que habitar dentro de ti.
Major, I need everybody to understand this, please.
Entiendan esto todos, por favor.
Because if you don't understand this,
porque si tú no entiendes
este concepto, the enemy is going to come and grab this seed.
El enemigo va a venir y llevarte esa semilla.
Right? Matthew 13. Those people that don't understand, it's like when the seed falls on the wayside and the enemy comes and grabs it.
Aquellos que no entienden son esas personas que reciben la palabra, pero el enemigo viene y te la roba porque la semilla cayó al lado tuyo.
No, you're too important.
Tú eres muy importante.
And I need for you to understand.
Y necesitamos que cada uno entienda.
How many understand? See, you need to let this word abide within you.
Tú tienes que permitir que esta palabra habite dentro de ti.
You see, If you abide in me and my words abide in you.
Si tú habitas en mí y mi palabra habitas en ti.
You see, if the word is abiding, then the seed is abiding.
Ah, si la palabra está habitando, entonces la semilla está habitando.
Come on, Mitzi, help me preach. Come on, come on. See, if my word abides in you,
si mi palabra habitas en ti,
that means that you trust in what I said.
Eso quiere decir que tú confías en lo que ya dije.
And you didn't take your eyes off of what I said.
Tú no quitaste tu vista en lo que yo dije ya.
You see, if you abide,
si tú habitas,
then you're not paying attention to the storms.
Tú no estás pendiente en la tormenta que te rodea.
You see, if you... If you abide,
si tú habitas,
that means that you're looking with your spiritual eyes instead of looking with your physical eyes.
Eso quiere decir que tú estás fijando con tus ojos espirituales, no los ojos físicos, carnal.
If you look, if you look with your physical eyes, that's going to influence you.
Si tú estás simplemente fijando con los ojos físicos, eso te va a traer influencia.
But if you got your eyes on the word,
pero si tú tienes tu vista fijada en la palabra,
come on, church.
Iglesia, preste atención.
And you abide and every and you remain and it's inside of you.
Y tú habitas y te retienes y está dentro de ti.
Then something happens to that after a little while.
Entonces después de un tiempo algo comienza a suceder con eso.
But nobody wants to, not too many want to go through the process of abiding.
No hay muchos que quieren pasar por el proceso de permanecer.
And the words of, man, I did it, man, the Holy Spirit is so good.
Yeah.
So good. You need to know that I didn't plan this. This is the Holy Spirit. As I'm preaching, he's revealing.
Uh-huh. Yo no planeé nada de esto. Tienen que entender que ha sido el Espíritu Santo que mientras que estoy leyendo, Él está añadiendo y hablando.
Man, sometimes I stand here just, you know, making
amazed.
A side note, you know, like I am not, man, who am I that you are so thoughtful of me that I'm so privileged that you will give me your revealed word for your people? Unbelievable. Look at what it says. And my words, they're not just falling on the wayside. They're not,
palabras.
They're not falling on rocky soil.
No están cayendo al lado. No están cayendo en el camino pedregoso.
They're not falling on thorns.
No están cayendo sobre las espinas.
But they fall on good soil.
Pero están cayendo en terreno fértil.
See, my words abide.
My God, mi palabra permanece.
If you take care of it.
Si tú cuidas de ella.
If you're not paying attention to
si
what's
no
going on.
Si no estás prestando atención lo que está sucediendo a tu alrededor.
You see, I tell you, we're going to the other side.
Yo ya te dije que vamos a cruzar al otro lado.
And the disciples had a choice.
Y los discípulos tenían una decisión.
Are they going to listen to the creator or are they going to listen to the created?
Van a escucharle al creador o le van a hacer caso a la creación.
They took their eyes of what he said and put him on the storm around them.
Ellos quitaron su vista del creador y pusieron su vista a la creación de la tormenta que le rodeaba.
Entonces ellos fueron a despertar al maestro que estaba dormido.
The master who was asleep, resting.
Jesús, despierta.
Jesus, wake up.
Tipo, ¿qué te pasa?
What's going on with you?
A ti no te importa que nosotros vamos a perecer, pero vamos a perecer.
You don't
aquí.
Care that we're about to die here?
This is not just anybody. Uh-huh. These are his disciples.
Estos no son cualquier persona, fueron sus discípulos.
The ones that walk with him. Come on,
aquellos
church.
Aquellos que caminaron con él.
You see, a lot of people, God told them to do something and then you think that he's asleep.
A muchos, el Señor te ha dicho que hiciera algo y tú te piensas que Dios está durmiendo.
Shh. He's not asleep. He's waiting for you to move. When you move, he moves.
Él no está dormido. Él está esperando que tú te muevas. Y cuando tú te muevas, él se va a mover. That's it.
You see, he said, we're going to the other side.
Él fue que dijo, vamos a cruzar al otro lado.
Okay, your turn to move.
Ajá, ahora te debe tu movida.
They were supposed to say, okay, he said, we're going, we're going.
Ajá, ellos hubieran dicho, él dijo que vamos a cruzar, vamos a cruzar.
That's what he said.
Eso fue lo que él dijo.
But they took their eyes of what he said and
put
him on the storm.
Quitaron la vista de lo que él dijo y la pusieron sobre la tormenta.
He's so merciful that he was like, oh, you have a little faith. Why did you doubt, right?
Él es tan misericordioso que él le responde, ustedes de poca fe porque dudaron.
You see, if you move correctly, he commands the storm.
Ajá, si tú te mueves correctamente, él le da mandato a la tormenta.
You see, what is it? What is your storm today?
Ajá. ¿Qué será tu tormenta hoy?
If you move, he moves.
Porque si tú te mueves, él se va a mover.
You see, what they should have said was, no, I see what's going on, but no. He said we're going to the other side.
Ajá. Ellos hubieran dicho, sí, vemos lo que está sucediendo, pero él ya dijo que vamos a cruzar al otro lado.
He already spoke it.
Él ya lo habló.
Oh, but pastor, you know, if Jesus was walking with us today, we would listen to every word he said.
Pero pastor, si Jesús estuviera aquí en lo físico y hablándonos, entonces vamos a hacerle caso.
Those of you that got the scripture, you have him.
Yeah. Aquellos que tienen la escritura ya lo tiene. He's already with you.
He's with you and in you.
Él está contigo y dentro de ti.
You know, the Holy Spirit.
You can't escape his presence.
You can't.
You can try to hide.
Man, there was one time. Listen, one of my intimate times with the Lord.
Uno de mi momento íntimo con el Señor.
It must have been about 3:00 in the morning because this
era
is when.
Como la 3 de la mañana.
This is when I have a lot of my experiences with God.
Yeah, este es tiempo que yo tengo mucha experiencia con el Señor.
Yeah, because I have to overcome the flesh to wake up at 3 in the morning at the
porque
time.
Porque yo tengo que sobrevencer la carne para levantarme a las 3 de la mañana.
You see,
algunos días.
He said, "I want to share something with you, but I want you to be uncomfortable for a minute."
Ajá, él me dijo. Yo quiero compartir algo contigo, pero yo quiero que te incomodes por un tiempo.
And I want to see if I'm worth you getting over your uncomfortable.
Si yo soy digno para que tú sobrevenza tu incomodidad.
So I woke up 3 in the morning.
Me levanté a las 3 de la mañana, así.
And I'm like, oh man. And I'm like, I'm going back to sleep. And then he's like,
levántate.
Get up. So I'm like, all right. I'm like, all right, Lord.
Está bien, Señor.
So
me voy a levantar.
I put the worship music on and I start to pace in the basement.
Puse música de adoración y comencé a caminar para atrás y en el sótano.
And something happened. I felt to grab my Bible was sitting on a shelf.
Yeah.
And I grabbed.
Mi Biblia estaba sobre la tableta.
I grabbed the Bible and then
I just
put it right here.
Y la puse sobre mi pecho.
I just put it and I just started worshiping the Lord.
Y comencé a adorar al Señor.
Man, and can I tell you that book turned like flesh in my hands.
Y le puedo decir que esa Biblia se convirtió en carne en mis manos.
I wasn't holding a book. I was holding him.
Yo no estaba aguantando un libro, yo estaba aguantándolo a él.
I never would have experienced that if I didn't get out of bed.
Yo no hubiera experimentado eso si yo no me hubiera salido despertado de la cama.
See, people want to experience God, but they don't want to move.
Hay mucha gente que quieren experimentar a Dios, pero no quieren hacer la primera
you
movida.
See, if you move, he moves.
Si tú te mueves, él se va a mover.